We must stop using the hard-earned tax dollars to build dams and highways and houses and factories in other lands. While the need for dams and highways and houses and factories grows greater day by day in our own land.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American political figure Robert C. Byrd, born in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina in 1917. He served in the United States Senate representing West Virginia for over 51 years, from 1959 until his death in 2010. He was born Cornelius Calvin Sale, Jr. When he was 10 months old, his mother died in the 1918 flu pandemic. In accordance with her wishes, his father dispersed their children among relatives. Calvin Jr. was adopted by his aunt and uncle, Titus and Valerma Byrd, who changed his name to Robert Carlyle Byrd and raised him in the coal mining region of southern West Virginia. He was valedictorian of his 1934 graduating class at Mark Twain High School in Raleigh County. A member of the Democratic Party, Byrd previously served as a U.S. representative from 1953 until 1959. He was the longest-serving U.S. senator in history. In addition, he was, at the time of his death, the longest-serving member in the history of the U.S. Congress, a record later surpassed by Representative John Dingell of Michigan. Byrd was the last remaining member of the Senate to have served during the presidency of Dwight Eisenhower, and the last remaining member of Congress to have served in the administration of Harry Truman. Byrd is also the only West Virginian to have served in both chambers of the state legislature and both houses of Congress. He rose to become one of the Senate's most powerful members, serving as Secretary of the Senate Democratic Caucus from 1967 to 1971, and after defeating his longtime colleague Ted Kennedy as Senate Majority Whip from 1971 to 77. Over the next three decades, he led the Democratic caucus in numerous roles, depending on whether his party held control of the Senate, including Majority Leader, Minority Leader, President Pro Tem, and President Pro Tem Emeritus. As President Pro Tem, a position he held four times in his career, he was third in the line of presidential succession, behind the Vice President and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Serving three different tenures as chairman of the United States Senate Committee on Appropriations enabled him to steer a great deal of federal money toward projects in West Virginia. Critics derided his efforts as pork barrel spending, while Byrd argued that the many federal projects he worked to bring to West Virginia represented progress for the people of his state. A member of the Ku Klux Klan as a young man, he filibustered against the 1964 Civil Rights Act and supported the Vietnam War. But later he renounced his Klan affiliation, racism, and segregation, and spoke in opposition to the war in Iraq. Renowned for his knowledge of Senate precedent and parliamentary procedure, he wrote a four-volume history of the Senate in his later life. Near the end, Byrd was in declining health and was hospitalized several times. He died June 28, 2010, at age 92, and became the oldest known member of Congress to die while in office. He is buried in the Columbia Gardens Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 20th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.